rest of the story. They called it an industrial school for boys. And yet to be its residents, ages 7 to 21, who refer to themselves as inmates, St. Mary's, 4 miles from downtown Baltimore, was more a prison than anything else. Asa was 12 years young and wandering the streets when authorities nabbed him and sent him to St. Mary's. He was a bright, energetic young fellow, and his pals at the school, Georgie and Bill, were always delighted by Asa's tall tales, one of them in particular, about the night in New York City when he was walking down Broadway and heard a voice that seemed to come from nowhere. "Tell it again," Georgie and Bill would say. And so, the rest of the story. Little Asa heard this voice. It was a woman's voice singing an enchanting melody. Looking down an alleyway alongside a big theater building, he saw an open door with light pouring from it. This was also the source of that beautiful sound. And Asa stood there for a long time, listening and drinking in the magic of the music and the lyrics. And finally, he got up the courage to approach the lighted doorway. And he looked inside. And there on the stage was a statuesque blonde rehearsing her song. From a stagehand, the boy learned that her name was Faye Templeton. The song itself was called Rosie. Long after Asa had left the theater and was walking back toward the Bowery, that tune kept echoing in his ears, and the longer the little fellow walked, the hungrier he got. Through the window at McKirk's restaurant, he watched heaping plates of steaming hot food being brought from the kitchen, and then he got an idea, and he went inside and he made a deal with the proprietor, something to eat for a song. Well, the proprietor was a kindly man, and he had seen more than his share of starving boys. The proprietor said it's a deal. The air was filled with smoke and the clatter of dishes and the chatter of cacophonous conversation. But little Asa strode out there into the middle of it all, and he opened his mouth, and out came the tune that he had heard only moments before for the very first time. "Rosie, you are my posy," the song began. Before he'd finished, the little restaurant in the Bowery had fallen silent, only upon the last note to burst into enthusiastic applause. And so, delighted once more, did Georgie and Bill, the young friends of St. Mary's Industrial School, who had also fallen under the spell of 12-year-old Asa Yolson. Asa Yolson, one day to be recognized and revered worldwide as entertainer Al Jolson. Now, incidentally, this story with which he so charmed his buddies at St. Mary's, the story that I've just told you, was completely true. It was, in fact, Al Jolson's first indoor public performance, and singing a song with which he was forever after to be identified. And the young friends at St. Mary's, whom he had so inspired, Georgie and Bill? Oh, yes, you know them, too. For Bill was himself to mature and go on to enthrall Broadway audiences on his own, dancing and entrancing under the name of Bojangles Bill Robinson. Georgie, whatever happened to him? Well, that other fellow at this halfway house for young juvenile delinquents was George Herman Ruth. But then after a while, nobody ever called him anything but Babe Ruth. And now you know the rest of the story.